On one maneuver, Guarnieri told Privates Warren Muck and Malarkey to drop a mortar shell on a 6-foot-square white target situated on a dune about 600 yards to their front. Malarkey fired once, too long. A second time, too short. At that moment, some staff officers came up, accompanied by General Taylor. One of the staff officers told Guarnieri to have his mortar squad fire at the target as a demonstration for the general. Guarnieri told Malarkey and Muck to fire 3 rounds. In rapid succession, they dropped 3 rounds down the barrel. Boom! The first hit the target dead center. Boom! Boom! The other two came down on top of the destroyed target. "Sergeant, is your squad always that accurate?" Taylor asked. "Yes, sir," Guarnieri replied. "My boys never miss." The 101st took trains back to barracks in Wiltshire and Berkshire. General Taylor and his staff were well aware that there were many kinks to work out. The boys from Currahee had learned their lessons about small unit tactics well. Now it was up to the generals to fit them properly into the larger whole. Chapter 4. Look out, Hitler, here we come. Slapton Sands, a pottery, April 1st through June 5th, 1944. The 101st Airborne, the 82nd Airborne, and the 4th Infantry Division made up the 7th Corps. The 7th Corps and the 5th Corps, 1st Infantry and 29th Infantry Divisions, made up the U.S. 1st Army, General Omar Bradley commanding. Eisenhower had given Bradley the task of establishing a beachhead on each side of the mouth of the Douve River, where the French coast makes a right angle. Running to the east is the Calvados coast. Running to the north is the base of the Cotentin Peninsula. The 5th Corps was to take the Calvados coast, codename for the target area Omaha Beach, while the 7th Corps was to take the base of the Cotentin, codename Utah Beach. The 7th Corps at Utah would be on the extreme right flank of the invasion area, which stretched from the mouth of the Orne River on the left, east, some 65 to 70 kilometers to the Cotentin. Eisenhower needed to provide sufficient width to the invasion to bring in enough infantry divisions in the first wave to overpower the enemy dug in behind Hitler's Atlantic Wall. Hitler made only one big mistake when he built his Atlantic Wall, the paratroopers like to say. He forgot to put a roof on it. In one way, Utah was the easiest of the 5 assault beaches.